Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Fires still blazing on both coasts. Santa Ana winds dying down in California over the weekend. That is helping with the mountain fire in Ventura County. In northern New Jersey, however, extremely dry conditions are fueling wildfires not far from New York City.
A rural area about 35 miles outside New York City, now the epicenter for rare wildfire activity. Tinderbox conditions near the New York-New Jersey state border. Fire engulfing more than 3,000 acres and counting.
ABC's Janae Norman. President Biden will open up the doors of the Oval Office on Wednesday to the man who will occupy the office next. President-elect Donald Trump pushing whoever the next Republican Senate majority leader is to allow him to make recess appointments to federal judgeships, because Trump says the confirmation process takes too long. No classes today at Tuskegee University in Alabama following an on-campus shooting during homecoming weekend. One person died. This is ABC News. In Amsterdam, dozens of pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been detained by police after defying a ban on public protests. Protests were outlawed for several days after last week's anti-Semitic violence targeting fans of an Israeli soccer club. The ban on protests has now been extended until the end of this week. A Chicago man found his long-lost mom at a local bakery.
It's the most joyful story.
Lindsay was 17 years old when she gave up her newborn son for adoption. Hunter was 35 when he learned he was adopted, so he submitted DNA results for genetic testing. Turns out he and his birth mom lived in the same neighborhood, and he was a regular customer at the bakery she owned.
It further strengthens my faith.
She was facing a health crisis, so Hunter, who had no prior baking experience, took over the bakery.
Now they're working together, says ABC's Allison Kosick. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works from Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Another win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team with a decisive 87-56 victory over the Appalachian State Mountaineers. Wisconsin's Stephen Crowell with 17 points and 4 assists in 28 minutes of play.
Yeah, no, my teammates did a great job of finding me in transition a couple times. Saw a couple go in, and then playing some bigger bodies helped a little bit. Some guys my own size, and then not facing the double team obviously gives you a little bit more of an opportunity. So I think those three things combined helped.
The Badgers now 3-0. They'll have a few days rest before they host number 10th ranked Arizona Friday night. NBA, the Bucks had a 17-point lead in the first half, then let it slip away in the third quarter, losing at home to the Celtics 113-107. The Bucks are now 2-8. How can they turn it around?
Well, we just got to dig ourselves out of this hole. We created it, all of us, me, them together. I have no doubt we will, but it's not one night. We have to play ourselves out of this hole.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, it's not all doom and gloom. Jody Habish-Sinikin, Wisconsin's 8th Senate District. She won. Plus, Harvey K. will talk about what happened and what comes next. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Perfect, perfect. I'm going to tuck you back, and we're going to be getting to you in a moment.
All right. Okay.
Driving through West Virginia, and I've seldom been thinner. With that chip on my shoulder, and this past year I got so much older.
November 11th, 2024. I am not Pat Whitelow. He is on a well-deserved vacation. He and Up North News Radio will return on Monday, a week from today, along with Greg Bach, the outstanding co-host, producer, engineer at our Racine location down in southeast Wisconsin. We are here with you, keeping you company with a little Camp, C-A-A-M-P on the radio, a little Wonder State coffee in your cup, and we're going to move on through this beautiful morning here as the sun starts to come up, not too long from now, across the state of Wisconsin. We'll take a look at some headlines for you this morning, some sports scores, and, of course, a little weather. And speaking of that, we bring on our very own meteorologist, Miss Brittany Merlot, who joins Pat and Greg every morning about this time. Brittany, how the heck are you? How was your weekend?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was actually nice and relaxing. Took time to myself, went on a few little hikes. And today, we're off to a good start, but that wind is just whipping. Woo! How are you guys doing?
Oh. You know, all things considered, taking nourishment, sitting upright, it's about all you can ask right? these days.
Breathing in, breathing out, doing all the basic stuff, you know.
It's... I'm not going to lie. I did some breathing exercises this week. I needed a few of them to make myself fall asleep. It actually helped. Right?
No, it is. I mean, we've talked about, you know, I've heard you on our show, other shows, talk about just getting out in nature, you know, and enjoying the weather. That can actually legit be both mentally and physically, or emotionally and physically therapeutic.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, you've got the sunshine with the serotonin. That's going to help you out. And you got the fresh breeze kind of hitting you in the face. Today is a perfect day. It'll wake you up. Yeah. Bring you right back to reality. No, but it is relaxing out there. Just looking outside right now, you can see the leaves flying around, the sun out, a little bit of cloud cover out there, too. Speaking of, it was a gorgeous sunset last night. I don't know if anybody got to see that.
Yes. But. Yeah. My balcony is pretty. I'm like, wow, I took a couple of photos, actually. Yeah. So. Well, very good, Brittany. It seems like a fairly tepid morning around the state of Wisconsin, especially for the 11th of November. But give us the forecast for our beautiful state, please.
Yeah, so we're already sitting at our high temperatures right now. We're going to be slowly crashing as we go throughout the afternoon. So getting cooler and cooler as a cold front moves through. That's why it's so windy. We are looking at gusts up to 40 miles per hour, especially in northern and eastern parts of the state. That's going to continue through this afternoon. We'll start to ease up by this evening as So more clouds to start, more sunshine to end the day. Highs, of course, in the 50s to upper 40s, but really by this afternoon, feeling like 40 degrees. So dress for that today. Otherwise, we're going to see a ton of sunshine on tap tomorrow and warming temperatures as we cruise into the latter portion of the week.
Very, very nice.
Sounds beautiful. It looks like a beautiful morning across Wisconsin. And from what I saw, correct me if I'm wrong, Brittany, no, we're not quite yet into that fog type of atmosphere when temperatures really start to cool and that evaporation starts. So it looks like a fog-free morning. Is that correct?
You're right. No fog out there. Good visibility.
Whew, that's when I used to draw for a while. Jackson for work every day. I worked at the Capitol for a period. And boy, it's about this time of year. I didn't mind the snow as much as the fog. That just, ugh, that's terrible.
I know. Yeah. It is rough. Not today, though. We are good to go.
And, of course, we've got our buddy Rob from Tigerton. He's coming up as Facebook user, which is weird. I don't know. But good morning from Tigerton. It's partly cloudy and 47 degrees with 15-mile-an-hour winds with a gust reaching 30 miles an hour. I want to thank all veterans past and present for all that you do, making us safe. My grandpa, Paul Lehman, was a World War I vet. Yesterday was the 49th anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald going down in Lake Superior.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. I just found out something interesting. My great aunt Rosie, she is our great aunt Rosie, she passed away a couple weeks ago. She was 102. And here's something I never knew. She served in the Navy during World War II.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, I have her brother Artie was a World War II vet in the Army. My uncle Ricky served in Vietnam. My dad was in the Air Force, but I never knew my aunt Rosie served during World War II. We never talked about it. No one even was like, "Oh yeah, she was in the Navy." Yeah. So
was she aboard a ship or?
I do not know. I do not know. I want to find out more though. And yeah, just it makes Veterans Day a little bit more bittersweet for me, knowing that was one more vet in our family. So, yeah.
But isn't that? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but people have come into my life over the years, and most of whom are unfortunately gone now. But so many people of that generation, to your point, Greg, they just quietly served, mm-hmm. and they didn't make a big deal about it, and it was very personal. But had it not been for all those folks at that moment, our world would be a very different place.
Absolutely.
I agreed.
Yep. So we say thank you, Greg, for your service and. Yeah, thank you.
Tony, thank you very much. Tony, was it in Tigerton?
That's Rob from Tigerton. He gives us the daily updates from Tigerton. Thank you very much, Rob. And remember, Rob, drink that water. I'm not going to stop saying it.
All right, sounds good. Brittany, anything else we got from you before we let you go?
No, not really. I guess just over the weekend, it was the anniversary of the Edmund Fitzgerald sinking. And that's a huge, huge thing. That left from Superior, Wisconsin. And, you know, those big, big waves on Lake Superior were vicious. So kind of a crazy reminder with the winds today and gale warnings out on Lake Michigan, too.
Maybe, Greg, we could dial up a little bit of Gordon Lightfoot. I remember when that song. Somebody calling me there. I forgot to turn my phone down. I'm old enough to remember when that song came out in the 70s. And it went pretty high up the charts, as I remember. And of course, in Wisconsin, it was the number one song. But yeah, I mean, it was a ballad that really told the story of these unfortunate souls, 29 mm-hmm. folks that lost their lives on Lake Superior. So,
yeah.
There you go. Well, I appreciate it, Brittany. I appreciate you so much, and have a great day.
Thanks, you too, guys.
See you, Brittany.
All right. Our very own Brittany Merlot with the weather forecast. I remember when that song came out, like you say, and it was it's a reverent song, obviously.
Yeah.
It tells a sad and tragic story, but also as a radio DJ, whenever you needed extra time, this back in the day, we played records.
Yeah.
When you needed to use the restroom, perhaps, and you would always, that was one of the songs you could put on, and you had a little extra time to get back to the board.
I got to go to the bathroom. I'm going to put Working Man by Rush on. All right, here we go.
Right.
We got a comment on the live stream from Alicia Saunders, who's a regular listener, said, "I'm not going to lie. I enjoyed a weekend where I had absolutely no campaign events going on."
Oh, Alicia, isn't that the truth?
Yeah, I mean,
to watch anything on television, not have it interrupted a million times by ads.
Did you see the tweets from the various local networks around or local stations from around Wisconsin where they actually said the final campaign commercial will air at 4:58 today?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I did not see that.
Those were massive, like with graphics, too. Like they were letting you know, all right, as of this moment, it's done here. And that's what something we go through every single, I mean, now, especially in Wisconsin, where we have a election, which seems like every 6 months, that absolute fatigue of all of the commercials as campaigns get more and more expensive.
Yeah, no, totally agree. And if I can find it here, I got all kinds of stuff on my phone. Oh, here it is right here. From our friend Charles Franklin, one of the folks at Marquette Law School poll.
Yes.
Part of his analysis is in over the weekend. And to your point, Greg, people are going to love this. How close is Wisconsin in terms of voting? Wisconsin was the closest of all states. Now five of the last presidential elections with a less than 1% margin.
Yeah.
And to your point, Greg, we all know what that means. In 4 years, get ready to do her all again.
There.
Because it is going to be ground zero for presidential campaigns.
And that's the thing that always, like, you know, I know it's politics. We both worked in politics. We both worked in campaigns. Right. And now we're on the other side. We're the citizens, and, you know, and we work in this industry, and you want to be like, hey, I know you guys are going to leave as soon as the party's over. Can you at least make it seem like you liked us instead of like, you're like, oh, we, you know, you come here 40 times. I mean, they spent, I think both campaigns spent a combined $150 million just on Wisconsin visits.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah. And I don't know.
So here's a question for you, Greg. Wisconsin was the closest in terms of the difference between Trump and Harris. Who is next? On either, I'll give you two guesses, because one that went Republican and the other one went Democratic. After Wisconsin, who were the next two closest states in terms of margin of victory?
Oh boy, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Pennsylvania is one of them.
Very close. That was the second closest.
Yeah.
After Wisconsin, that went for Trump. The closest that went for Trump after Wisconsin was Michigan. So it went Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia on states that went for Trump. And then on the other side, Wisconsin went for Trump. And then ones that went for Harris were New Hampshire, Minnesota, Virginia, and New Jersey.
Minnesota was tight?
Yes. Was that close.
Oh.
With Walls on the ticket.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, again, not that anybody wants to hear this, but in 4 years, I mean, get ready for Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania to be the three states that everybody, well, everybody, but the main candidates are really going to focus in on, simply because they were the closest in terms of victory. They remained swingy.
So. We're just swinging
and
along.
Not in the fun sense.
Todd.
Politically speaking.
You know, and that was the thing too, is like, you know, we were all hunkered together last week in Madison on Tuesday night. I remember walking into one of the rooms and I just heard, I didn't even call it. I mean, here, just Florida. Like, Florida's not even like a swing state anymore. Like, no one even really, I remember 10, 15 years ago, it was like, all eyes are on Florida. And now one seems to even care.
Yeah, I mean, there were some people that thought it'd be closer than it would have been. Which I'm embarrassed to even say this anymore. It was a parlor game. You understand there's a whole serious side, but once in a while I'm going to have fun. So every election season I do the parlor game and kind of go through and pick my winners. And basically none of them came true. And I always pick a dark horse, and this year's dark horse was Florida, and it wasn't even close. So,
yeah, I mean.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come back, check some scores for you, a little bit of this day in history, and a little bit of news for you along the way as well. You're listening to Civic Media Mornings. Todd Allball, Greg Bach, in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow, who will return next Monday morning. Stay tuned. You're listening right here to the Civic Media Radio Network. Are you a life force? Thinking about her every day on my mind, a typical way. Are you a life force? And it's so easy to be blinded by the light, to feel lonely in the night. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santo. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
Welcome back to Civic Media this morning. I'm Todd Albaugh with Greg Bach, a little Gordon Lightfoot for you. Yesterday, of course, the anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. You are not a Wisconsinite if you're not familiar with the story. Of course, the great iron ore ship up there on Lake Superior. And as Gordon sings, the winds of November came early. And as Brittany Merlot said, a bit ironic on this day after the anniversary of that tragic loss. Gale force wind warnings up there on Lake Superior today. So do be careful if you're someone along the lake shore. Certainly I would stay off the lake today, Greg Bach, if you're up that part of Wisconsin.
Yeah, and if you didn't, this is always another reason to watch the live stream. While we were playing the intro, both Todd and I were just swaying to the music. Because you can't do that when you listen to Gordon Lightfoot, who sings like an Irish man.
And he just passed away this year.
Yeah, correct? He did pass away recently. Yeah, that song is beautiful. I didn't appreciate that. I remember thinking, this sounds old when I was a little kid. And I'm like, yeah, this song gets it.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it's just quintessential Wisconsin. And anybody who spent any time in Superior or Ashland or anywhere along our Great Lakes, even over in Green Bay and Manitowoc in that area, Wisconsin has a huge shipbuilding tradition, a huge industry for that. And I know that song means a lot to people in the shipping industry and the maritime folks especially, because I think there's a certain brotherhood and sisterhood. It doesn't matter whether you are a weekend sailor or whether you do it for a living. Anybody that spends time on the water, whether it's a living or for recreation, it means something.
And, yeah.
It was a certainly tragic loss to those 29 families so many years ago and continues to be. And a good reminder that we in Wisconsin are a diverse lot, and all those great hardworking folks on the docks and shipbuilders and shipping folks getting the job done. A salute out to you today on this Veterans Day, November 11th, 2024. Greg, I want to take a couple of minutes if I could. I don't want to belabor this. I know Pat, in fact, he reached out last night and I said, are you okay if I mention this tomorrow? And he goes, sure. He goes, I didn't belabor it, but he goes, you do what you want. So I want to talk about a minute about election, the election that happened on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of chatter, as there always is, on the platforms, on social media. We all have to be very careful about, including myself. But one of the things that's really gotten traction over the weekend that I find I get it to a certain degree, but I also find it very disturbing. And it's particularly among certain sects of Democrats, is this feeling of essentially the election was stolen, or could be, or a conspiracy theory that votes aren't being counted. There's even a line out there that Elon Musk stole votes via Starlink. And I guess over the weekend, one of the Starlink satellites burned up in orbit. And there's this whole thing about there's when the votes. Again, I get it. I think there's a lot of folks, including myself, that spent the weekend trying to figure out analytically what happened. And I think that's good to do postmortems. But I want to spend a minute and just say, how should I say this? I think there are folks who, rather than trying to face hard facts and realities about how Democrats perhaps can improve things going forward, perhaps to, I don't know about you, Greg. I don't think there's any one thing. I don't think we could just say, oh, it was that.
Yeah.
And there was a great piece by Scott Pelley last night on 60 Minutes, and I really encourage everyone to dial it up and watch it. It was the first, and he went to Pennsylvania, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and interviewed folks who voted for Trump. And it's very nuanced. And it's not just, you know, quote unquote, everybody who voted for him is X, Y, and Z. It's mm-hmm. not that.
Yeah.
It is the economy. And, you know, we can sit here and discuss forever about all the different things that it was. But we had people on my show. I believe, Greg, you and Jane had people on Matt and Aaron Air. I believe Pat's had people on this program or Up North News Radio, bipartisan from Wisconsin, that our elections in Wisconsin are safe, secure, and work. Number yeah. one, our election system is not linked to the internet. Nobody on Starlight or Starlink or Elon Musk, no one broke into the Wisconsin voting system because it's not connected to the internet.
Yeah.
You could go online and check your voter registration at myvote.wi.gov, but the results, the tabulations are not linked to the internet. On election night, which we covered, there was one small glitch in that voting machines were sealed, some, but the latch wasn't properly closed. Ron Johnson himself, U.S. Senator, Republican in Wisconsin, went down to the entourage and observed. Even Ron Johnson came away and said, you know what? They did. It was a simple, innocent error, and all the votes were retabulated. All the votes were counted freely and fairly. So that's number one. And then there's this long line or long conspiracy of, well, people are going and it's saying that my vote didn't count. I'm not registered. Okay, here's what I did yesterday. Went to myvote.wi.gov. A big yellow thing on our message at the beginning. It says, quote, clerks have begun recording election participation, but it may take up to 45 days for this process to be completed. Please use My Voter Info and the My Voting Activity section to verify your participation for the 2024 general election. So I click on My Voter Info, and I put my name in, and it comes up my street address, and it says you're registered to vote. Guess what? No one's information as of yesterday is available for this last Tuesday's election. The last full information you can find is the August primary of 2024. I click on that and it says, voila, you voted in this election. And it told me where and when. So I think, Greg, I think that we live, a lot of us, in an Amazon Prime world mentality where I ordered it this morning, it should be here tomorrow. That's not the way our voter data No. system is wired, literally.
No, and I would really, really, you know, don't buy into conspiracy theories or anything like that, because remember when the other side was doing the same thing, you're like, you guys are crazy, it could never happen. Right. We've been told, and I believe them, from the people whose careers have been built and rely upon the safety of our elections, that it was safe, it was fair, it just didn't go the way we wanted.
Right. A lot of people, it sucks, you know, but we can have faith in this election system. Remember, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, their administration is in charge, right? Yeah. I mean, if there was really a problem, they would have stepped up. They wouldn't have conceded so quickly. Come on back. More of the Greg Bach, Todd Allball in Civic Media Mornings for Up North News Radio on Civic Media.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Potential changes to the U.S. Postal Service could have some ramifications for rural Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Congressman Tom Tiffany is following up on those proposed changes. Details are next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
So right now, the United States Postal System is proposing some delivery changes when it comes to their mail routes, and those changes could impact rural Wisconsinites. The Postal Service's new operational plan could save them $3 billion a year, but according to Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany, that could really impact some rural residents.
The Postal Service, in an effort to stem the losses that they've had, which has been in the billions of dollars, and this has been going on for a long time, they're trying to streamline the delivery service for the U.S. Postal Service. But I have real concern, along with a lot of other members of Congress, that they're going to leave rural America behind. And amongst things like, if you're more than 50 miles from a processing location, for example, like Green Bay or Milwaukee or Minneapolis, that you're not guaranteed delivery in a timely fashion.
That's Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany. He has penned a letter to the U.S. Postal Service about the impacts that longer delivery times could have on rural residents. For example, he says late bills and fees, weekly newspapers not arriving on time, and for specialty areas like poultry, even chicks dying.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And today is Veterans Day. You might want to take a look at a story we've got up at MidwestFarmReport.com about a program at UW-River Falls that pairs veterans with canines. It's overseen by Joe Kemich, Chief Information Officer at the UW-River Falls Division of Technology Services, who's a veteran himself. That's all available at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down by later this afternoon. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the mid to upper 40s for a high today. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Rain possible tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, is in the host chair for The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
¶¶
saying you want to. I'm not saying you will. I'm not saying you have.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. Tom Ball and Mr. Greg Bach here on a Monday, the 11th of November, 2024. Pat Kreitlow and Up North News Radio will return a week from today after a little time away, well-deserved. Tan, rested, and ready. Pat Kreitlow is getting the Richard Nixon treatment this weekend. He'll come back and look fantastic when he comes back on next Monday. Glad to have you along. It's 35 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock here on what would be Up North News Radio. Let's take a quick check of sports again for you this morning. Wisconsin Badger football team. I think we're all happy they did not play this week because they didn't lose. But if they got a bye week this week, they have to face the number one team in the country. The Oregon Ducks bring the show to Camp Randall next, or this coming now, Saturday here in Madison. But the Badgers had the weekend off. And the basketball team, the men's basketball team in action over the weekend, Stephen Crowell and John Tonji each scored 17 points, and the Badgers had five players reach double digits in scoring a win over always tough Appalachia State, 87-56. And I say that way because the Badgers were struggling early on in that game, but they came back to get a solid win, 87-56 over Appalachia State. And I thought this was pretty funny, by the way. I know, Greg, you're a Brewers fan, as I am. Manager Pat Murphy talked about awards and positions and that sort of thing over the weekend. And, Sal Frelick got one of the big award winners, and Pat Murphy was actually texting him, telling him he won one of these awards, and just razzing him. And Frelick ends up razzing him back about his age. And I just thought it was a great peek into the team chemistry. And it seems like these guys really get along with Pat Murphy, and likewise, they're enjoying each other's company, and they don't mind joking around. And I just think I think team chemistry, as we found out from our friends at Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers in that documentary on that 82 team, the chemistry was so important.
I completely 1,000% agree with you. You know, Todd, it's to me, that team this year resembled the chemistry of the 2018 Brewers. You had Moustakas, yep. You had a very, very young Christian Yelich. Brawny was still on the team, and there was this fire and energy about them. And I remember knowing that people were saying, well, these are rebuilding years. It's a very young team, and Craig Counsell's got to get his ducks in a row. And they managed to take it all the way to the NLCS that season. And I think part of the reason why they did that was because of this real bond and family chemistry they had. And every time every season players leave, new players show up, you're wondering, oh God, what are we going to do with, Arcia? He's gone now, and this team this past season, man, the fun they were having. And I really, really want to give all props to that to Pat Murphy, because I feel like he built both a very serious organization around players who, are trying really hard to make those wins, get that ring, man. Yeah. But also, he's got the respect as a coach, but he's also got the fun. And I think that is what makes a really great team, is when you know you can have a good time and you can also work really hard. You get things like this past season, which of course, disappointing. We got lost in the wild card, but this is Pat's first year, and I feel like we got great things on the horizon.
I feel this season was 1981.
Okay.
And 2025 is going to be 1981.
Okay. All right. Let's mark that down for posterity in the record books.
make a mark there. We'll see how close Todd gets, but that's just the feeling I have.
Kids, bet your bitcoins on that. Bet your bitcoin.
Bitcoins are going through the roof.
Whoa, baby.
Weather hot. Packers were also off this week, probably a good thing after their embarrassing loss. I guess mistake-ridden loss, I should say, against Detroit last week. Other scores around the country from yesterday, it was the Ravens over the Bengals, 35-34. The Panthers outlasted the New York Giants by a score of 20-17. The Chicago Bears still suck. The Patriots beat them by a score of 19-3. It was the Bills getting by the Colts 30-20. The Kansas City Chiefs, it looked like they were finally going down in defeat. It was just a chip shot. That's all the Broncos had to make, and boink! Off the goalpost, and they missed it. It was the Chiefs 16, the Broncos 14, and Patrick Mahomes remains unbeaten. Further down, the Saints beat the Falcons by a score of 20-17. It was the 49ers over the Buccaneers 23-20. The Steelers, TJ Watt, yes, he could have been a Packer, but we messed up. But still, the Steelers beat the Commanders by a score of 28-27. The evil Minnesota Vikings managed to get a win over the Jaguars 12-7. It was the Chargers over the Titans 27-17. The Cowboys, Mike McCarthy may be out of a job soon. Jerry Jones is not going to put up with this. It was the Eagles over the Cowboys at home in a salute to Veterans Day at Jerry's World, 34 for the Eagles, 6 for the Cowboys. And it was, yes, your Aaron Rodgers Jets losing big time to the Cardinals, 31-6. Aaron Rodgers went into ayahuasca hiding. He'll return next week. And finally, it was the Lions over the Texans by a score of 26-23. Going to be hard for the Pack to get that NFC Central Championship as the Lions remain or continue on with a win. On Monday Night Football tonight, it is the Dolphins at the Rams. And there, Greg Bach, are your NFL scores.
I have two things. First of all,
please.
What was the team that hit the ball off of the goalpost? Who was that again?
It was the Kansas City Chiefs, and it was who are they playing there? The Broncos. The Broncos. They could have won it.
And it because this is me, but they kicked the ball and it was just off them.
Yes. It was a miss, boink, yeah, whatever you want to call it.
And
yeah.
Also, okay, so you know more about football than I do, and that's great. Wow. But here's the thing I don't understand.
Yes.
Is every season, every preseason, your late summer or like the first 2 weeks when the Bears somehow put their fans into a trance where they forget everything that's ever happened. Bears fans continually are doing the thing of like, we're the best, we're back. They never approach a new season with cautious or nauseous optimism. Yeah. It's always, we're here, we dominate, everyone else sucks. And it's like they forgot the last 40 years. And then we're here in the middle, going into the late part of the season, and here they are again, having to face with the reality that their team is garbage.
Jetting it up for Greg Bach this morning. I mean, you're 100% right, and that's why you know it's just fun to play them because you know that Jordan Love still their dad. That's why it's fun to play them.
We got a text
because they're so arrogant about it.
I know. Every time,
And I feel like as Wisconsin sports, I mean, we're the obvious. It's like, oh God, I just hope we can make the playoffs. This year. Oh, you know, just I mean, we're always fretting, we're always worried. At least most of us are.
Yeah, I've never, in all the years I've been watching the Brewers, and when I was a Packers fan, I never approached any season with this sense of like, here, this is all us, baby. Watch out, get on board or get out of town, because no one's gonna. No, it's always like, did we win? And even if we win, a Brewers game, we beat them 10-1, I'm still like, all right, we did it. All right, good job, guys. All right, we live to fight another day. Dave from New Berlin sent us a text. He's listening right now on the, on the app.
What do you got?
And he said, I didn't expect our Brewers to win more than 65. Okay, all right, really? Wow. Didn't expect our Brewers to win more than 65 games. One can't help but question how much influence he had as bench coach under Craig Counsell. I mean, that's the big thing to ask, too. I didn't expect 65 games. That's not a great season. You're traipsing into White Sox territory, but But definitely, and this includes our sports guys we'd bring on, Matt and Aaron Air, like most of the analysts were just completely counting the Brewers out this season. They were like, nope, they're going to take it. You know, there's a super new team. Pat Murphy is an untested coach. He's a bench coach, but he's never led a team. And so we'll see you in a year or two. And no, they took the energy and they took the teamwork and they made something happen. And I love that idea, Todd, that this is 1981 and next year is 1982 and be back vying for that ring.
Hope springs eternal. Hope springs eternal. It's 7:44 on a Monday morning, the 11th of November, 2024. Greg Bach, pardon me, and Todd.
Call me whatever you want. I'm
for
fine.
A vacation, back quite low. Checking temperatures around the state of Wisconsin. It is 54 degrees down in Radio
Park.
Radio Park City.
Radio Park City
Radio
Music
Park
Hall.
The Rockettes have put on the leg warmers this morning down there in Racine. Although it's balmy, 54 degrees in Racine, 48 at WAUK in Waukesha, 50 degrees here in Madison, Wisconsin, 48 now. It's dropped a couple of degrees in southwest Wisconsin in Richland Center, 43 in La Crosse along the Mississippi River, 39 now in Eau Claire, 36 in Amory, 37 in Duluth Superior this morning, 37 over in Ashland as well. Moving down, 37 degrees in Rhinelander, 43 degrees in Wausau, 50 in Green Bay, 50 in WISS in Oshkosh as well. Brittany Merlot tells us to expect a seasonable day across the state of Wisconsin here. Temperatures in the upper 40s to 50-degree mark throughout the day. So it should be a beautiful fall day. Greg, I want to spend a few minutes talking a little bit more in depth. For those watching on the stream, I have the old American flag behind me. And, it's one of my pet peeves that I just think the flag has been made political over the years.
Yeah.
And Jane Matinere, who has been so kind, she's going to join us on the other side here this break. When she and I went out on our tour, it happened to be Flag Day.
Yeah.
And we made a big deal about it, that the flag belongs to all Americans and it should not
Correct.
Be partisanized. And so that's why I got the flag up today, and in honor of all those who have served. And today, by the way, and I know this is an innocent mistake by many, but it's not appropriate to wish people a happy Memorial Day because it's
Veterans Day.
Remembrance. Yeah. I know, but people, a Memorial Day.
Oh, I see.
Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And Memorial Day is very solemn for people because this is a day to remember people who have died, who have been killed in action. Veterans Day, which is today, you can wish people a happy Veterans Day. It's to honor all those living and dead who have put the uniform on, both active duty and in the National Guard. And, of course, we have a great National Guard contingent here in the state of Wisconsin. So happy Veterans Day to all of those folks. Originally known as Armistice Day, it's a federal holiday in the United States observed today, honoring military veterans of the armed forces. It coincides with other holidays, including Armistice and Remembrance Day, which are commemorated in other countries, marking the anniversary of World War I. Major hostilities of World War I were formally ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day in the 11th month of 1918, when the armistice with Germany went into effect. At the urging of major U.S. veterans organizations, Armistice Day was renamed Veterans Day in 1954. Veterans Day is distinct, as I said, from Memorial Day, a U.S. public holiday in May. Veterans Day commemorates the service of U.S. veterans, while Memorial Day specifically honors those who have died while in military service. Another military holiday that also occurs in May, Armed Forces Day, honors those currently serving in the U.S. military. Additionally, Women's Veterans Day is recognized by a growing number of U.S. states that specifically honor women who have served in the U.S. military. And again, Greg Bach, for those that might not have tuned in earlier, you don't have to tell the entire story again, but I thought you have a personal experience with this with somebody in your family, a woman who was a veteran.
Yeah, my Aunt Rosie, she just recently passed away at the age of 102. Found out from reading her obituary that she served in the Navy during World War II. And her brother Artie actually fought in World War II as well. We've got vets throughout my family and very, very proud of them. But it was just interesting to see that. One of the pictures in the service was her in her Navy uniform. And I couldn't stop looking. I couldn't believe it. And so, yeah, just very, very proud.
Yeah, I think it's just amazing, and it's a good remembrance. And just great that we celebrate this day, Veterans Day, on the 11th of November. Stay tuned. We're going to celebrate more with Jane, Matt, and Aaron on the other side. Matt and Aaron here on Civic Media Mornings.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now I know, now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show. Right now, at a time like this, you are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
CIVIC Media. It'll pop up. Takes less than a minute. It is free to download. So do that. Also, we have Mino and the Mayor over in the Green Bay and Oshkosh Market, WGBW and WISS. And Earl Ingram Jr. with the Earl Ingram Show for the rest of the network here across the Civic Media Radio Network. So tune in for all of that. And then stick around, because the party has only begun. At 10 o'clock, it is Matt and Air on Air with, yes, Greg Bach, but of course the host of the program, Ms. Jane Matt and Air, who joins us and is so kind from the Radio Park City Rockette studios down there in Racine.
Yeah.
Jane, have you got are the legs, and are you ready to go, Jane?
We are ready to go, Todd. Absolutely. Just putting the show together now. We do have Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, is going to be joining us at 10:33. He is so knowledgeable. If you have questions about oil prices, gas prices, this is the guy who's got the answers. He's got the charts. He's got the facts. He's got it all.
He's got the receipts, and he doesn't aim to make everyone happy all the time.
No, he knows enough, Todd, to annoy everyone.
Yeah.
Well, that's the kind of person you want.
Absolutely.
An equal opportunity annoyer.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And the other thing is, I feel like we're playing Where's Waldo? Where is Eric Hovde? Is he back in California? No one has seen him. He hasn't conceded, at least as far as I can tell. Tammy Baldwin made her acceptance speech last week, and now Eric is like, where is he?
Well, he and his porn mustache have gone back to the OC. I think that's where he's gone. So,
well, I guess
I think it's a great question.
All we have to do is wait another 10 years and he'll be back.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I'm bored. What do I do?
Yeah,
I think I'll run for Senate again. That was fun.
That was fun. Yeah, that was kind of a fun thing to do. Let's do that again.
Right?
Yeah.
It's odd that he has not conceded, and there's even been some GOP folks who are like, "All right, Eric, enough. You need to do the right thing." And there's no chance he has lost this election. Tammy Baldwin won, and I think it just speaks what kind of a person he really is, right?
Well, it certainly is indicative that I don't know. Is he a sore loser? What happened to conceding gracefully? What happened to accepting your loss? and giving I lost speech, and then you go back to your California mansion and life is good, you know. But I guess we don't have to do that anymore.
No, why? That's no, that'd guess, be too I simple guess. And too professional.
I want to ask, did you guys see this story over the weekend? And maybe you're going to talk about it. I don't want to go too far into it if you have. Speaking of porn.
Because, oh, wow.
You know, at 7:54, why not? A toy manufacturer Mattel has apologized after mistakenly, quote-unquote, printing the web address of a pornographic site on the packaging for its newly launched Wicked Dolls. Instead of pointing readers to the official website of the movie adaptation of the Tony Award-winning musical, information found on boxes of the special edition dolls leads to a page that requires users to be 18 years or older, according to a social media users on X.
Oh,
now,
no.
Come on. There's no way that's a mistake, quote-unquote.
Well, is there no quality control anymore? Is there? I mean, nobody looks at this stuff. No one double-checks
things.
Well,
that's my
point. That's crazy.
That's my point. I think they wanted it to happen so that people like us are talking about it. So, by the way, the new Wicked movie is coming out next week.
Well, and therefore their plan has worked.
Todd, Jane, I'm just going to tell you this right now. Exactly. I am happy to look at those websites to make sure that they are the correct ones versus the... I will mark my words, people. I will do the heavy lifting.
Greg's just that kind of guy.
He's just
that kind of guy, which is why I love I love him as my co-host because he'll do the difficult things.
He does not complain. He'll take the situation in hand and he'll know exactly what to do. I appreciate your diligence, Greg Bach.
Thank you very much. I do all I can for this network, for this country, for everyone here. You are welcome. I'm a hero.
Yeah, exactly. Jane Mettner, we appreciate you so very much. Greg and I are talking. This has been a little bit, well, first of all, our technology here is just haywire this morning, so I apologize for all that. But it's been a little bit of a lighter morning here because I think we just have to pause and reflect and not beat up on ourselves or each other and just breathe and live in the moment. I mean, I don't know. How are you doing, Jane?
Well,
I haven't talked to you since Tuesday.
No, exactly. It was kind of last week was kind of a fog. I felt like I was kind of operating in a fog. But I agree with you, Todd. I mean, the sun is going to continue to come up. We're going to continue to come into work. We're going to continue to hopefully inform and entertain and laugh with folks. And life goes on. And I think it's more important now than ever that we have a company like Civic Media to step up and keep an eye on things and report on things as they're going to be happening.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I'm sure you guys, Matt, Aaron, air between 10 and noon, as the days and weeks go on, we'll talk about this. We'll talk about it on our show a little bit. I don't think there's no one reason for what happened. And one of the things, though, is becoming apparent is that there are certainly a segment of voters out there in Wisconsin, particularly rural. I mean, every rural county except for Door in Wisconsin went higher for Trump in this year than 2020.
Right.
And I think that people are listening to their silos, their information silos, and podcasting and online things. Legacy media is certainly dying out more. And to your point, Jane, that's why I feel privileged to be a part of Civic Media, that we can maybe cut through some of this and just offer fact-based information for our listeners and do it in a way that engages everyone.
Absolutely. That's always kind of been the point of our show, too, is to entertain and inform. And if we can laugh along the way when we're doing that, then that's even better.
And that's why I really love your show, because you guys do exactly that. You give us some laughs and you talk about real life stuff and throw in some facts along the way. So it's a great program. I'll be listening. I hope everybody else is between 10 and 12. Matt Nair on air from the beautiful Radio City Rockettes Music Hall in beautiful Virginia.
The dancing starts at 10.
Were you ever a dancer, Jane?
The dancing
starts at
10.
You've done so much in your career. Did you ever dance?
I did some dancing. Yeah, I did some ballroom dancing too for a while.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Cha-cha-cha,
baby. Is your husband a ballroom dancer?
What's that?
All right. Ballroom dancer. Your husband a dancer, too?
He is not.
Oh, all right. Very good. Join Jane and Greg. 10 o'clock. Join us tomorrow back here. Tomorrow from 6 until 8. I promise the wires will work better. Have a great day. We'll see you at noon.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mettner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.